Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Elsa Schmidt, Mid Prairie FFA Director, and some of her students about their recent trip to the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis.
Recently, you went to the National Convention in Indianapolis. So can we start by just giving me some of the highlights from that event last month?
I think for all of us, one of the biggest highlights is just getting to go and be able to take that trip. And we also went with West Branch, so that was super fun. And just getting to meet new people was always a highlight.
Personally, I liked watching the talent show. There was a lot of interesting talents and liked hearing that.
What were some of the highlights of the talent show?
There was a lot of singing and there was like a mariachi band that did it.
That was fun.
That was really cool.
Yeah, and I enjoyed the Linden Hill Dairy Farm near Peoria. It was just really cool seeing how all the technology works and all that fun stuff.
So you drove up there? Through Illinois?
Yes. We did. We left on Tuesday and we drove partway, went on a tour, and then drove the rest of the way on that Wednesday of the National FFA Week. And we travel with one of my former students, Renee Thompson, teaches at West Branch. So we travel together and it allows our students to get to know a few more people. And it also gives us some security of knowing that we're traveling with somebody.
And turning to you, Ms. Schmidt, you have a student, David Murray, who received a very prestigious honor. He got an American FFA degree, which not many students get. Can you tell me what the process looks like of getting that degree?
David went through and got his Green Hand degree, then his Chapter degree, and then his Iowa FFA degree. That set him up for where he could apply for the American degree. You have to be out of high school before you can apply, and you have to have earned and invested approximately $10,000 to be able to reach that point. Less than 1% of the FFA members across the nation receive that degree, so it is quite a great honor, and he's the 27th that has received this in the history of our chapter.
As an FFA director, what are your goals for your students when they enter into the program and make their way through?
I think the biggest thing, I want them to get some speaking abilities. I want them to be able to work with other people. We just got done doing some pretty extensive visits to the elementary school, and I really am so proud of my kids because they line those up themselves, they get materials put together, and then they go and they present everything. Just that ability to be able to put an activity together from start to finish, be able to speak in front of a group, and be able to follow through. It is an asset to them in the long run. Marissa is a district officer for us. Alexa and Keelan are both officers in our chapter. That really does help and carries some weight when you go to get a job. People understand what FFA is and the skills that it sets up.
So turning back to you students, what has the FFA program done for you? Or how do you feel like it's influenced your life?
I think it's really helped with my speaking skills. Like she said, especially in groups or just like meeting new people. Freshman year, I did not like talking to people at all. But now I think I'm a bit better at talking. Not a lot, but still a little bit better, especially because of FFA. And like all the new events we go to, meeting all these new people really helps my skills.
I think just being in FFA and getting so involved in it now, being a district officer, it has really, since freshman year, grown my confidence in every single way possible. I'm confident to go up to someone and start talking about ag, and I'm confident about all that kind of stuff. And just, like Keelan said, getting to meet all new people and just really finding what it means to live to serve is really important.
For me, it's really just taught me more about agriculture. I've always been in agriculture because I live on a farm, but it's really taught me a lot more about different fields and stuff.
Is that something that you plan to go into after school?
Yeah, I want to be a large animal vet, so I'll continue in agriculture.
Any animals in mind?
Swine, especially because I grew up on a swine farm. But
Looking ahead to the future, are there any upcoming events within the FFA program that we should be keeping an eye out for?
We are going to be delivering our fruit coming up soon. That caps off our major fundraiser, which we do thank the community for supporting us on that. But also, we're going to be getting into the contest season, so we'll start having some leadership contests. We've got a conduct of meetings team that's in practicing on a pretty regular basis, so we'll get into those. We have kids that are working on getting their Iowa degrees. We just helped out with a middle school dance, those sort of things. So we've got a wide range of activities that our chapter participates in, and luckily I have students who are more than willing to help get those things organized and make those successful. And I think that that is something that is different about our organization, maybe versus a sport or some other things, is that it's a all-year-round activity. There's always something for students to be a part of and to find what interests them.
And you had mentioned the fruit sale. Are there other ways that the Mid Prairie and surrounding community can support this program?
I think the big thing, if there's a community service activity, we really like to be helpful for those things. For example, like we go help at the Westchester Cleanup Day, and we got associated with that due to some community members who had had either their kids in FFA or had been in FFA themselves. They contacted us, and that's something that we do every year. So if there's a group that needs some help or some community service activities that we could be a part of, we would be more than willing to see if we could get a group together to help them.
Well, I want to thank all four of you for sitting down with me today. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that any of you would like to share or talk about within FFA at Mid Prairie?
I just think it's important for the younger kids to know that you don't have to be an ag kid. You don't have to be in an ag background. You don't have to grow up on a farm. And that's just something that we've tried to influence our kids a lot on.
That allows us to get members mm-hmm. from a wider range of backgrounds when they know that that's the case, that we will take anybody who wants to learn more about ag and grow their leadership skills.
That was Elsa Schmidt and some Mid Prairie FFA students joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their trip to the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.